Acting DHS Commissioner Jessica Shapiro says the department is trying not to use an office room for displaced children to stay overnight. Instead, the staff is placing children no matter when they come in.
Our staff are working so hard, calling providers, transporting kids. If they come, if the police bring them in at midnight, we're transporting them to a placement at midnight at 3 in the morning. We are making extra diligent efforts.
Vanessa Fields, vice president of the union representing DHS workers, says the license downgrade stemmed from the privatization of some services. A state audit blamed most of the serious violations of state welfare laws on private case management services known as community umbrella agencies. Shapiro says the department's received the provisional certificate before, back in 2008, and carried it through for a year. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.